Off to the phones we go on Boots and Salutes this morning, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear. The numbers are 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off on Boots and Salutes this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I have a boot today. A Cleveland radio station, I saw this on the news yesterday, a radio station in Cleveland will no longer play a Christmas carol from 1944, well, it's a Christmas song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, and it's because of the hashtag Me Too movement. I don't understand where this world is going. We can't have anything that we had before. Everything has to change to accommodate somebody, and I'm tired of it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there, Boots and Salutes. Oh, there we go. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. And yes, we did play Baby, It's Cold Outside yesterday, the Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood version. And yes, there's a lot of people that are wondering, are we going to still keep playing it or not? You can vote this morning on Boots and Salutes as well. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute our Sask power workers. Our power went out at about 9 o'clock last night, and it was back on by midnight. Anybody that's had to work at night should appreciate that they've what the job they're doing. Thank you.
Absolutely, totally agree, and that can't be fun working on those frosty power lines. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I have a boot kind of in the same line as that First Lady about being politically correct. Last week there was a crime done or whatever type of thing, and when they gave the description of the person, they told, like, what kind of shoes, wearing jeans, wearing a bunny hug, had the hoodie pulled up type of thing and stuff like that. But there was nothing to say, like, did they have glasses, did they have a beard, did they have what color skin type of thing. I realize sometimes you can't see everything, but I just notice a lot of times when descriptions are given for criminals, it seems like it's only clothing now, not anything descriptive of their body type of thing.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good. It is a good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning there. They got the Christmas spirit in Malvern now. They finally got the gas down to 99.9, if you can believe that. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I really hope you guys don't stop playing that song because, you know, you guys don't need to accommodate to everybody who's so confused with what they are. It's not very hard. You look between your legs. You got.
Good morning. I'd like to add my voice to the voices of the first caller, the lady that said that she's kind of had it with the political correctness. And I'd sure encourage everybody to start getting your middle finger out and telling people where it's at. If you don't like the political correctness, we have to stand up and fight it. And this year, I hope everyone goes out there and stands at a store, in a store, and wishes Merry Christmas as loud as they can to everybody. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Why?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute my big brother. He's just an awesome teacher out at Montreal Lake.
Awesome stuff. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute our beautiful Prime Minister. My goodness, thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to agree with that caller about wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. And the middle finger, yes, that should go to Justin Trudeau. Thank you.
Tis the season. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute the Raiders. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, the Prince Albert Raiders, fantastic run that they're on right now. So, big salute to them. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, you having fun yet?
I always have fun, sir. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you listening and tuning in faithfully each and every day. And the opportunity to hang up on you each and every day is just fantastic. It's 7:54. Our internet news poll question that you'll find over at cjwwradio.com, where we encourage you to have your say. Do you go into debt to buy Christmas presents? So far, 97% say no. The rest say, yeah, we do. You can go online anytime to vote at cjwwradio.com or call us with your vote this morning at 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
CJWW too, eh? Thank you.
Sorry about that. Funny with the phones. Okay. We're ready now. 306-938-0600. The province introduced mandatory truck driver training yesterday. You know what? In a way, I feel bad because it really seems to be painting all drivers with the same brush. There are some very, 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 very good and competent professional drivers. And I'm hoping this is just a statement that, okay, we need to recognize that we need to improve the training that we do currently with new drivers is what I'm hoping we're getting out of this. But again, like I say, a blanket statement against all professional drivers I don't think is necessary. But again, maybe a step in the right direction. You can weigh for or against it with the new law that the government is going to be introducing. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. That, of course, was a topic down yesterday at the legislature. Also, I was watching with, I don't know what we're going to see out of the end of this. Now, of course, as you heard the one caller from Melford already talking about, the price of fuel is starting to slowly slide down a little bit, as the price of oil, of course, is doing the same. Alberta, you heard, have said that we are going to be cutting our oil production to go ahead and try to raise the price of oil in our province. Saskatchewan has said we will not follow suit, or at least that is the plan right now. I play an economist on the radio. I'm not one, but I'm not sure that this is going to have the desired effect. Someone much more intelligent than me is more than welcome to set me straight. Do you think this is a good idea, cutting production of oil in the prairie provinces? Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'd like to thank everybody that wished me a happy birthday yesterday. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, a salute and a boot. A salute to the province for bringing in the training for truck drivers, and a boot to the federal government for not making it mandatory across Canada.
Thank you for that call. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 for your thoughts and comments on Boots and Salutes. The good news is that if you haven't been fallen by the flu just yet, you apparently may have just made it through the peak season, as health officials are saying that flu season is expected to peak in mid to late December this year. They say it's kind of a reversal trend, as usually you start to see the flu being reported from south to north in the province. This time they say it's going from north to south, and it's probably going to peak a little bit earlier than it has in years past. I don't know if that has to do with the flu vaccine or not. But, hey, if you haven't got it yet, we're getting close to not getting it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute the government for bringing in this mandatory truck driver training. But you know what? It's not far enough. Even though we're going to have 120 hours of training, some of the training courses are a joke. And also Class 5 drivers. How many hours of training do they actually get while they're getting to Class 5? And another thing, too, how many of these people can't even speak proper English or...
Morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
I'd like to make a comment on that truck driver training.
Go ahead, sure.
I agree with it, but a lot of these Class 5 drivers that are getting their license, too, should be able to sit in a truck that we have to put up with or drive with and see exactly what we go through looking out the window when they cut us off just to get to a red light first. That's my big boot for that one. Thanks.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, I like to have a salute for my daughter from Hafford. She bring in some stuff for her dad to the hospital, and she was driving in that fog. So never, I give her a big salute for good driving back and forth from Hafford to the University Hospital last week.
Right on. Well, thank you for that, and hope that all is well. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered, covering the 8 o'clock news, as Gordon Weeb will join him in a moment as well. Boots, we'll get to birthdays and anniversaries after 8 o'clock, and legendary country on the way this morning from Faith Hill, Luke Bryan, Randy Travis, and the Lambert Lawn and Garden Snowcast. We'll get to that and more. It's all part of a Tuesday with the Moo Guys here on Saskatchewan's most listened to radio.